from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Just for you, RK.
Thank you very much.
I know
much.
You a true hip-hop head.
I love Big Pun. This is a good song. Not a great guy, Big Pun. It was came out a little later. Not to speak ill of the dead or anything, but maybe not the greatest guy in the world. But, man, this album, Capital Punishment.
He could put words together very
holy
well.
Holy moly. Oh, what a masterpiece that album was. 617-779-7937 is the phone number as we approach the 5 o'clock hour. It is time now for something called Sunday Over-Unders, which is a look at the weekend in general, not just the Patriots, but all around the league with some over-unders that you may not have been expecting. Tom Carroll was on the front line of this one here. So, Andy, let's see what we got.
Hey, guys.
Oh, I'm interested.
All right, so last night, flags were flying like crazy. 13 total penalties between the Ravens and Chiefs. We have the Eagles and Packers playing in a game tonight in Brazil. Over under 12.5 penalties tonight in Sao Paulo.
I will take the under because I think the NFL, if nothing else, often listens to public pressure, good or bad, in various ways. And I think there were memos sent and it was keep the damn flags in your pocket.
Yeah, I would have to assume that they are not good. Although, wouldn't you think that memo went out before that game last night? Don't you think they would have said, hey, guys, all right, we saw you threw a lot of penalty flags in the preseason. We understand we want to try and get this whole lining up on the line thing and no one stepping back. But it's the regular season now, so let's call the games like normal people. And they Hockey League just did not. Now, because he's not the ref in this game, he's not in Brazil with everybody, and it's not his crew, I'm going to take the under as well. But I think that his games and going forward, there's going to be a lot of these penalties. I think that ship's kind of sailed already. It's going to be tough to put the genie back in the bottle with all that.
Tom Brady making his broadcasting debut on Sunday. He'll be on the call for the Browns at Cowboys, the 425 game on Fox. Over under 4.5 cringe moments from Brady in the booth.
I'm going to say under. Did I hear Drew Bledsoe said he's done 50 practice games?
50, yep.
Okay, if he's done 50 practice games, he should not have 5 or more cringe moments in the booth. And he's a smart guy.
Doing 50 practice games is kind of cringe in and of itself, I think.
A little bit, right?
Yeah,
also crazy. I know he's getting paid $37 million, but wouldn't you tell him at like 20-something? Haven't we done enough?
He's kind of a psycho, though.
How do you do if you're just a color commentator, what do you have? One of your friends doing play-by-play, and you're doing the color cut, right? Like,
I have to imagine Burkhart was in the mix, right?
Yeah, Burkhart, somebody's got to be there.
Poor Burkhart. That means he has to do 50 fake games, and he's a professional. He doesn't need 50 fake games.
No, he does not.
And he's not making $37.5 million a year either.
I don't think he's going to be cringy. I don't think that Brady's going to be a very cringy broadcaster. I think that he'll be pretty straightforward. He might be kind of boring, but I don't think he's going to have a bunch of cringy takes. I think it's going to be a little milquetoast to start off, and hopefully he gets better as the season goes on, if he even decides to keep doing it.
Going back to Brady's debut on the broadcast, over under 1.5 before Brady mentions Bill Belichick in any capacity on the call.
Hello, everyone.
Under. That'll be mentioned in the first series. Everything he knows about football comes from Bill Belichick. Like, he is going to mention Bill. Coach Belichick, coach, as coach used to. There will be a reference to Bill Belichick on the first drive.
It's Dallas against Cleveland, right?
Yes.
I guess Bill did coach the Browns a long time ago, but I don't think he's going to have much of an opening to say a whole bunch of things about Bill Belichick. I think he's going to keep it to the two teams. There's plenty of storylines for both of these teams that have nothing to do with Bill Belichick, I don't think, except for maybe the Cowboys could have hired him, but like that was never really a thing. It was never really reported on. It was just something people like Andy and I wanted to see happen. I wanted to see that happen, but it did not, and it doesn't seem like there were really even any serious talks about it. So I'm going to go a step further. I don't think he mentions Bill at all in the whole broadcast.
What?
No chance. No chance that happens.
I think he's going to go out of his way to avoid it.
Nah, they're boys now.
That's true.
Yeah, they hugged it out, remember?
They did hug it out. They all took a shot with Jeff Ross and Sam Jay and all the comedians and everybody. They were all up there taking the most awkward shot in the history of shots. That's possible. But yeah, I think Brady goes out of his way not to mention Bill Belichick.
Last night, we saw the regular season debut of the new kickoff rules, and it resulted in a lot of touchbacks. Guys, over under half a kickoff return touchdown from the opening NFL weekend.
Ooh. I'm going to go optimistically here. I like to bet overs because I root for overs. I want to see plays, and I want to see a kickoff for a touchdown. So I am going to say over.
I'm going to say under. I don't think there is one. I think that you're going to see a lot of guys getting blown up in the backfield. You're going to see a lot of the balls kicking the back into the end zone. I don't think you're going to see a lot of real high excitement plays. I'd like to see it. I just think that it's going to take a while before everybody's comfortable enough with this that they start busting out big runs and touchdowns on kick returns. I don't like these kick returns either, by the way.
I think this
was something they really didn't need to do. It was just excessive dinking around just to do it, and I think it took away part of the game that wasn't exactly always a big exciting thing. But this just seems like XFL-y to me, you know.
Yep,
like I thought it might grow on me over time in the preseason.
It's literally from the XFL,
but it hasn't. Yeah, right. It is from the XFL, so that's why. But yeah, it hasn't really grown on me at all. I think it still kind of sucks.
I also think Patriots fans should be rooting for the over because if I'm ranking the ways the Patriots might be able to score,
right, yeah.
Special teams and kickoffs would be ahead of offense. So you should be rooting for the Patriots to return a kick or a punt for a touchdown.
Speaking of the Patriots, they have their game at 1 o'clock against the Bengals, as we've discussed all show long. Rest of the AFC East slate is as follows. Dolphins host the Jags at 1, Bills host the Cardinals at 1, and the Jets are on the road in San Francisco on Monday night. Over under 1.5 wins for the remaining three teams in the AFC East in week 1.
Over. I'm going to say all three teams win.
Yeah, I think that the Bills are going to get a scare from the Cardinals. I think that the Cardinals are going to make it a little closer than everyone's expecting. I think Buffalo is going to have a fall off this year, but I do think they win. I like Miami at home against Jacksonville. And who are the Jets playing again? They got San Francisco?
Yep.
I think they lose. I think San Francisco is going to kick their ass. But I think there will be over 1.5 wins.
Last one, number one pick Caleb Williams makes his debut with the Bears on Sunday in Tennessee. The hype train for the rookie has been in full effect all summer long. He's got the Hard Knocks bump going. Over under 2.5 drives for the Bears before Patriot fans start blowing up social media about not losing enough games last season to land the number one pick.
I am going to go with Bill Belichick here and say maybe he scuffles a little bit out the gate, so I will take over. It will take longer than that for Patriots fans to bitch, even though they are often very, very, very quick to bitch.
Hello, yes. Everyone.
It's true. They are often quick to bitch. I think with Caleb Williams, he will eventually find his footing and become a good quarterback in the league. I think that'll happen this year with the offense that's around him. I think there's a lot of excitement in Chicago for him, but I think it's going to be sort of a process. I don't think he's going to hit the ground running. So I'll say over on that one as well. All right, there you go. That is the Sunday over-under segment with Tom Carroll there in charge, the maestro of that segment. Nice job, TC. All right, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. When we come back, we'll reset on the game we saw last night. We'll look ahead to the game we're going to see tonight in Brazil. It's all coming up next in the 5 o'clock hour here on WEEI Afternoons.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.